Okay.
Is it working?
Yeah, I have prepared a bunch of questions.
Okay.
So, the problem I want to solve is the material management problem in the robotic club, because
Perfect.
I feel like a robotic club is a club with a, sometimes with a kind of tight budget. And we have lots of teams and we have lots of materials. And I know that every year, for my experience, I always feel like there's enough materials. So I just want to kind of build a database to might help with these kind of problems.
Got it. Okay.
So the first problem I want to ask is like, how do you usually manage these materials in the robotic club right now?
In the club specifically?
Yeah.
Yeah? Or in the class?
In the club and the class, just in general. Robotic materials.
So most of the materials, the way that it's set up, like you know, is each student or each team has their own kind of shelf to work with. And then on that shelf, they've got their own small kit of small tools and materials. Mostly, like with the class, I give them just enough stuff that they need in these small boxes, and it's based on most commonly used materials, screws, nuts, whatever it is. That's what they have, and with that, they could do most of the things they need. Then the metals,
so they don't
metal
have
parts,
access to the like all the materials.
They just don't need it because based on their challenges, they only need what's in that box, and then the steel and aluminum that they can get themselves, that's on the shelves as well too.
So does
that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. So do you usually kind of know how much materials?
No, I don't know.
So
I don't know exact numbers or how much comes in or how much comes out, or same thing for how much really. Every year we order, and I'm just kind of assuming based on how much is gone, but I don't actually know how much of what is where or when.
And my second question is like, do you think it is the way you manage the material is efficient right now?
No.
So what do you think are the biggest challenges of managing the materials in the robotic clubs?
Good question. People cleaning up or not cleaning up. So it depends on how, like that's a tricky thing, is when at the end of the day, who puts stuff what where? Because a lot of the times it's easy to just be lazy and say, oh, that's screws, I'm going to throw it into that box. Oh, that's whatever, I'm going to throw it into that box. So they don't really look at the different sizes of the screws or the different types of things. And sometimes it's at the end of the day whenever.
So it's like they don't know where to put it, or they are just too lazy to find it.
Both, a little bit of both. Maybe they don't know. I don't know if it's too lazy or if they're just, they don't know where to put it. It could be a combination. But it doesn't always get back into the same spot. And similarly, also like the uniqueness of the designs makes it more difficult for the club to know exactly what type of parts and things that they need. Versus in the class, I know more or less they're going to be using these, and these. So the club is a lot more
harder to manage.
Because you don't know this year, maybe they need. So for example, there are these little like 90 degree.
Based on different challenges.
Yeah, it always changes. So you don't know, should we get more of that? Should we get less of that? Should we? But I mean, there's a basic, you always kind of use these, but sometimes we end up using more than we need. And then how to manage it, right? So it's like, and how many teams sign up. So if we get, this year we have 5 teams.
Yeah.
Last year there was only 3 teams.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, oh, then they're
growing larger and larger.
Yeah, so it changes. And we don't know, and I don't know how many stuff exists. And so like what's there, and I don't know how much more of it I should order. And then another trick too, this is like the actual ordering process, is just it takes a while. Say I want to put in an order for something now, the parts and pieces come from Hong Kong, so it takes at least a month or more to get.
I remember last year we ordered it before the summer,
and
it didn't even arrive after.
It still takes time.
And so another question is like, which part of the material management do you think can be solved by IT solution? Like the IT solution over here is specifically means the database, because the database we're going to build is like, we have a very big like list of data, which is kind of putting a very big tables, mm-hmm. and we have some linked functions linked to this database. Like, we are going to build this kind of system, which is a part of our IB courses. And so, which part of the material management do you think can be?
So I think inventory is an important part. You know what that is? It's just like keeping track of how much of what we have. I don't know if this is database related, but it is like that. If there's any way that you can, it's where locations of certain things are and based on database.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know if, because it's like, and sometimes things change, or it's, it sounds like it might mostly be inventory, but then my question would be is like, so how do I know if there's more or less of that thing? And then also, is there like an identification system that's more clear?
Oh.
Is that one?
Yeah. And the main purpose for me to build a database for robotic management system is because like I know robotic is growing larger and larger, and at the same time we don't have that much money, because I clearly remember like last year when we changed into V5 we sent like so many emails
but that was different, right? That was unique, like changing from one system to a new system is more expensive. But now that we have the V5s and now that things like motors, things like these,
it's very costly. I know like VAX materials are generally very expensive, and so what I want to do with this kind of material management system is to kind of maximize the use of the materials with the limited budget.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because when I was in robotic club, I always feel like I don't have enough materials, especially those C channels and this kind of stuff. So what function do you think is needed to kind of improve the efficiency of using these materials?
I think it is. It's a good, I don't know if that's, is that an IT solution or like a computer science solution? I don't know. Is it, if it's not, then is it okay?
Because
I think a lot of it is about just organization of things.
Yeah.
So kind of, and I know that I could be better with it as well too. Stuff like charging of batteries, where do the batteries go? How do we know? Like, same thing, we've got 20, we have 20 motors, right? If it's almost organizing of the motors based on, you know, okay, we've got motor number 10 is broken. So then we know that that motor 10 is out, so we need to get replace that motor number 10, you know? It's and how do you know, and how consistently, and how easy is it to kind of replace and change and refill? And it's almost like an inventory, but I don't know.
And another like as a member in the robotic club, and another observation I have is like, since we all know that we're gonna run out of materials at some time in the future, so lots of teams just kind of collect lots of C channels and this kind of stuff and put in like specific spot in a certain boxes. So, but maybe for some teams who are not that dedicated, the materials they collected may not be used for their building. So like, so one function I think maybe like can improve efficiency is like using the IT solution to distribute the materials to each team based on certain standards.
That makes sense too. That does. So kind of that's almost like, well, so with the like the boxes for the classes, I know I need about this many screws. You know, I know you need about 20 or 30 screws for this particular robot. We need this much of these different types of pieces for the class, and they're okay, right? Versus the competition, it's different. You don't know how many screws or how many, or but you're right. If it's almost like each team gets... How do you decide?
Certain important stuff like C channels. Each team has how many
X amount
C channels?
Yeah, that's a good idea too, actually. But I don't know, how do you decide how many?
I think that's the reason why I'm gonna build a database. Is I think one of the most important function of the database is to kind of keep track of the materials. I think the best efficient way to manage it is to know how much you have first.
Which is are kind of overwhelming in the robotics room, but yes.
And so, and another question is like, what do you think can be the standard for you to decide which team should have, like, how many
injuries? That's, I feel like it should, everybody should be equal. I feel like everybody should have, I don't know how to decide, but everybody should have the same amount of materials, I think, right? Like, if somebody doesn't use their materials, but still, it's like, at least they've got enough that they need. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
I think, so I don't know how to decide. It's almost like, I would prefer to just say at the beginning of the year,
make it equal.
Here's how much everybody gets this. But then how do you decide, okay, that person runs out, so they need more. But it's almost, but then same thing. Like,
so it's a kind of conversation between the teams.
Yeah, but is there a more efficient way to do it? And the other thing is it's not always supervised. So you never know. Maybe somebody just, I need that. They can take it. How do you?
Okay.
Most used, is another question is like the most
used.
Most used, like the C channels are the most used, right? But then what about other types of materials or other types of things, other types of screws, other types of how to decide?
Another question is like, which kind of information about the materials do you think my database should include?
I wonder what's the easiest. On the VEX website, they've got their little, the code for whatever item it is. They've got most of the data on there, like the description or whatever. But
I mean,
sometimes
about the, like our robotic club, like
I don't know. I don't really answer.
Like such as the numbers or the location and.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like so, the code numbers, the location, the description of the part, the photograph of the part, stuff like that would be helpful.
Okay. And like another question is like, based on my observation, and I remember we have a kind of trash box. We have like lots of used materials.
Yeah.
Like we put those used materials, cut the materials into the box every single year.
Yeah.
But based on my experience, I seldom use it. And every time I need another, like for example, 0.5 meter C channel, I just took the new one and cut it again. Do you think it's going to be very helpful to kind of utilize
the trash box? Yeah, for sure, man. Definitely. I just don't know. But is that solution? Yes. I wonder if there's another, like that's a different type of solution. I don't know if you can you solve that, do you think?
I think like I build a kind of separate database to specifically keep track on the trash box, and maybe I think I can add like a searching function. Like when someone needs it, they can search it.
Is
and
it there?
You're gonna say like, okay, this material has in the, we have this as a new material, but you can also choose it from the trash box or something like
that.
These
are the things that are there.
Yeah, I think the advantage of using the trash box is like you don't need to cut it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. So true. That's a good one. Yep.
Okay. So I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thank you for your help.